Can we finally get to this? Because this has been giving me anxiety for the last half an hour.
Okay. Bone to pick with Dave. And can I just say, to add to your anxiety, I'm not the only person with these thoughts.
This isn't fair. Like, if you have to go through the proper channels if I've done something at work. You have to go to HR. This can't be aired on radio.
Dave, you are, as far as I've known you for 10 years, quite a proud Meath man.
Yes.
As soon as somebody comes on the show and they say, I'm from Meath, you say, what part? I'm from Meath, mm-hmm. Big Meath man, born and reared in Meath. You've been quite clear about, you know, your mum's side of the family are very Dublin, your granny's Dublin, and there's definitely like a Dublin connection. But Meath till I die, that's where I was born and reared. I'm a proud Meath man.
Can I just say, all of my anxiety is gone because I know exactly where this is going. I know exactly where this is going. And you had me on edge for the last half an hour for no reason. Go on, do your funny little thing.
It's not a funny little thing.
Do your funny little thing.
It's a legitimate concern about where your allegiances lie, sir. 2 weeks
Go
ago.
On.
2 weeks ago, you were spotted.
Mm.
And I have footage of this in Croke Park wearing a Dublin jersey.
Yes.
Now, I didn't know you owned a Dublin jersey, first and foremost.
I own two.
As someone who was a proud Meath man. then the plot thickens about Dave's identity. Who is he? Who is this man, this Meath man? Because over the weekend, I have intelligence that has informed me that you were in Croke Park again, but this time in a Galway jersey. Now, I just think this strikes me as a man who is quite confused.
Yes.
And a man who has lost his loyalty to his home county.
Right.
Do you own a Meath jersey?
I do not own a Meath jersey.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Do you know what? I'm actually glad you brought this up. Because I've wanted to discuss this for a long time. And I could just, like, because I know there's a lot of Meath people listening.
Oh, and they're very proud.
And they're very proud.
They're very proud to have you on the show because they say, oh, David Hammond, yeah, I love Spain.
You know your man's from Meath.
Yeah, he's from Meath. Yeah.
I can only apologise. I will say this, right? I wore a Dublin jersey 2 weeks ago for a couple of reasons. One, if Meath gets to Croke Park, let me know, I'll be there. Right? Two, my girlfriend Pippa is from Dublin.
Mm.
Her father used to play for Dublin. He has 3 All-Irelands for Dublin. Mm. If I wear a Meath jersey around that man, I won't be allowed to marry her one day. And three, all of my family, that's a lie, 50% of my family, who are the ones I would be closer to, are from Dublin. Mm. So in my head, I've always been half Dub.
Hmm.
I move on then to the Dubs, because the Dubs see me wearing a Dublin jersey and they go, what are you wearing a Dublin jersey for?
You're from Meath.
And I go, oh yeah, fair enough, right? And then all my friends who are from the country, including Meath, go, you're a Dub. I can't win. Neither want me. Neither side want me. All the country people say, you're a Dub, shut up. As soon as I go to Pippa, she, you know me, I'm a cult. She goes, shut up, no you're not. And as soon as I say to my Dublin family or my Dublin friends, I go, oh well yeah, like as a Dub, they'd be like, you're from Meath, shut up.
And Dave's, I'm like, having an identity crisis.
Look, it's not my fault.
Pass it on.
And anyway, I just like Galway. On
it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.